5th, and it's time for our weekly chat with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve. Ted, how are you guys today?
Oh, fine. Is there anything we can talk about that is not related to the virus this morning?
Well, it feels like the fall. It's not the spring. It feels like a fall day today.
Sure does. The weather's pretty interesting. It's kind of wet and cool.
So, yes, totally.
So where are we now? How do you think it's going here with phase one of the reopen or the recharge or the recovery? How do you think it's going?
You know, in our area, Steve, I think it's going in a positive direction. A lot of the restaurants, I've talked to some people, they're happy they're open. They're not packed at all. I think church services were kind of, people were trickling in. So the people, human behavior, they're not out overwhelming at all. But we are open. It seems to be positive. Our testing and our positive cases, I'm using the positive term again, but we only had one increased positive case tested yesterday. And I'll tell you, our county, Steve, we've had 470 positive cases and almost 291 of them have been recovered fully.
Wow.
And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I just looked at, there's six other counties in Kansas that are way larger than our 469, you know, up there in Des Moines, Dot, and Johnson, and then the four counties out west. So
yeah.
Well, we're doing good.
You know, it's interesting. Ford County's up to more than 1,100 now. They're number one, whether they like the title or not. Of course, that has to do with the meatpacking plants out there, I guess, and whatnot. And we're in a good situation here, where it looks like most of the places where people were congregated went into that shutdown early, in the businesses anyway.
Yeah, and they've got a large number of positive cases based on their population percentage, but they don't have that many in hospitals, in their hospitals. I think we have one or two cases where they've come to our Wichita hospital, but so far, you know, that is a hot spot out there right now. And so in the age of population, most vulnerable, you hear that, you know, aging population, things like that. Well, they've got a lot of cases, but they've got a lot of the workers are not in that vulnerable category. It's hard to say. I'm glad it's not us out there, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, and our cases peaked on April 15th, so nearly a month ago, and that 14-day rolling percentage peaked back on April 7th, that was 5 weeks ago. So I guess the things we were doing in April were working.
Yeah. Yeah, we were, I guess we can call ourselves smart and lucky and all those things. But again, it's just a credit to our community. I don't want to oversell how good we are, but we didn't have any protests. We didn't have any violations. We just did what we're supposed to do, and it's worked.
Now it seems like it's up to the individual. Do you have the confidence to go into that restaurant and dine in that situation? To each person, they're going to have the confidence to go in there and feel that they're safe to eat in a place like that, right?
Correct. And my wife and I, we've gone to a couple of places, and it's been, it's places we've known and we're comfortable with. And you could see the tables are spread out, and the servers are well aware of, you know, there's no utensils on the table, and they're doing all their things, and it's worked out. We're glad to be supporting some of these local places for sure.
No, Pete, last week you had an open mic situation before your meeting. Has there been any more fallback from that, or has that situation been addressed?
Well, it's been addressed, and I hope it's over. You know, we made a mistake, obviously, with some of the chatter. It wasn't as harmful as it appeared. I know there was a comment about 99 large. It wasn't about anybody's salary. It was about the $99 million that Sedgwick County has received from their portion of the $2 trillion federal program. Okay. Us, Sedgwick and Johnson, were able to apply directly and get, Sedgwick got 99 and 0.6, and Johnson got like 116 million, and then they deducted those two numbers from the state's share, so the state got less than They're supposed to get $1.25 billion. They got. So this is all for COVID-related activity. So we're getting in the middle of that as well. To what can we exactly pay for with that money? And it's going to be very serious stuff over the balance of the year. What we can do, what we can stockpile, who can we reimburse for COVID-related expenses, things like that.
Okay. So
what are you looking at? What's the schedule over the next few days? Can anything happen here in the next few days that'll get us really back to 100%? Or are we just going to make gradual progression toward another date? Is that the way we're going to do this?
Well, it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to have a discussion with the governor's office today or tomorrow. In our case, it seems like all systems go to go to the next phase on Monday. I don't know for sure if the governor's going to be able to say, yeah, we'll go to that phase, where that included, you know, gyms and barbers and hairs and all that stuff on the next phase. I'm hopeful that they do. If she doesn't want to, if they don't want to statewide, at least I think our county and right around here, Butler and others, I think we're ready to go to the next phase. So we'll see. But that's the next phase starts Monday, tentatively.
So. I've noticed that your hair, you're starting to look like a hippie because you haven't had a haircut for a while there.
Yeah, it's getting out of control.
I don't know. I think the man bun kind of looks good.
Man bun.
I got that one Rapunzel hair that hangs around up there.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, best of luck to you all at the county. Let's stay on top of this thing. Gosh, we got to have a little patience. I want to see people getting back to work. I want to see the economy going. Don't you?
I know, exactly. And actually, the chambers put together a nice list of people, of places where you can get this PPE. There's a lot of supplies out there, both to be donated to help you out or paid for. So there's it's on the chamber. You can relate it, you can link there through our Sedgwick County website. But looks like, again, the community is coming together to support getting our economy back going.
All right.
So it's good stuff.
Thanks, Pete. We look forward to talking to you next week at this time. That's
okay. Thanks, guys.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner. That session on Tuesday morning. I look forward to that. It's always fun to talk to Pete. All right, guys. 7:42 now. Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Looks like no surge season.